no kidding. So, well, that's that always sounded fun, and you won't be able to go if you can't leave your wife right now, so you have to postpone it. Holy cow, this place is packed. I decided to come to Cattleman's here today, and wow, they got a lot of people here. But gotta find a parking space. Good grief. Anyhow, with that, I do want to ask you a few questions about that whole trip. Find out how long it takes and all that good stuff. I'd love to do that. But right now, I gotta find a parking space. I gotta fight with all the people here at the Cattleman's. Must be all the people that didn't plan for the 4th of July coming to get their burgers.
Yeah, it's a 2.5-day trip. Yeah, I can give you all the secrets of Amtrak, how to do it for cheap and different things like that, and all the different ways of doing it. There's some real clever stuff you can do along the route and what you can do on that. And there's plenty of YouTube videos. The most scenic ride you want to do is take from, I go from Troy, Michigan, or you can go from Port Huron, but Troy's my favorite spot. And here it takes you to Chicago, then you switch trains, and you get on the long-haul train. And that takes you right to Reno and that sort of stuff. Then you Uber to whatever hotel or casino you want to go to, and it's real quick. But, I can give you the secrets to that. And since I've been known to drink all the Heineken beer up on the train, but I can give you all the different things. And food on the train is very expensive, but if you go with a sleeper, which your wife would like, because you get to take a shower every day, the food's included. It's like about $100 a night for a hotel room. Worth it. Okay, I'll let you battle for your parking space, and more than happy to talk about it anytime at AMCD.